Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
Jennifer Copaz-Rose.
And you are listening to Fiber Talk, the midweek show for the twice-a-week podcast that we do for needlework artists. That was smooth. Yes. I did that really well.
Very nice.
Done. Yeah. Okay, this is the podcast week, so no Stitch Hour tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday. Sorry about last week if you were with us or if you listened after the fact where it just died. It just quit.
I know.
The signal went out. Normally don't have a problem, but there were huge storms in our area, and the signal went out and it recovered, but it didn't recover the show. So, and we'd already been at it an hour, so we just ended
it. Yeah. It was like 9, so it was like, okay, well.
Yep. So sorry about that weird ending where we didn't at least say thanks for listening and goodbye because we just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Way it goes. Sunday, Jacqueline Fox of Waxing Moon Designs will be our guest. She was terrific.
Oh, yeah. Waxing Moon, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of small stuff. Series. Yeah, really good stuff. So
I have some of those that I bought them all because I love them, like all the trios, the house trios.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she does. Yeah, right.
I know. I still need to do them.
Yeah, well.
It's like, got to get on that.
Yeah. So that's, she was fascinating. So that's nice. That's Sunday, Waxing Moon Designs, Jacqueline Fox. Enjoyed talking to her. And then if you missed last Sunday, we went way off the reservation. Was no needlework on that. But Richard and Cindy Lippert, who are second career actors, were showing, and we talked about, you know, how actors function, how they get jobs, don't get jobs, make money, and in most cases don't make money.
Right.
I thought it was interesting, and it helped me better understand how the what's behind the strike. Yeah.
And how most of it's all about the normal actors, not the movie star stars. It's about the majority of the actors, I think, you know?
Oh, by a long, long shot. You know, 95%. Yeah. Yeah.
That they have to interact with or they bump into and go, oh, hey, sorry. Or, you know, it's.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some of the statistics that we read at the beginning of the show where in Oppenheimer, there was, I don't know, 500 or so actors, paid actors in the show. And only 4 or 5 of them are what we would call movie stars.
Right.
And the rest are all secondary actors or background or whatever. And, all those people get paid, but not much. Not much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how short they actually work. A couple days.
A week
is like a long time, you know.
Yeah, they talk about, you know, weeks of filming a show and you think, oh, these people are on set all this time. No. We got your part for the day. Get out of here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was fascinating. So if you haven't listened to it, give it a try. It's different.
Yeah. I mean, since what a lot of us do while we're stitching is binging and watching shows, you know, it is a big part of our life. It's a big part of everybody's life.
Yep.
Unless
it
you
is.
Don't do TV, which is a very small amount of people, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People sooner or later watch TV. Yeah, well, and to put it, Jessica Grimm, and I didn't send this to you, but Jessica Grimm posted. We're recording on Tuesday. Posted today at some point. I just saw it this afternoon. In comment to the show, she said, "What a lovely show! So comparable to how most embroidery teachers have to work too." Yes, I make a lot of money when I have a full class. However, most classes are not full. Classes take place only a couple times a year in this part of the world. She lives in Bavaria.
Right.
And number three, with all the prep work involved, it means I work for an hourly wage somewhere in the range of 1 to 2 euros, well over 40 hours a week. But when people only see the price of a class and multiply by 10, they readily assume I overcharge.
Right.
And then the no feedback issue, and that was something that auditioning and not getting a job in the movies or TV and you don't get any feedback as to why. She said embroidery teachers usually don't know either why some classes fly and others don't. After all, the non-bookers don't leave a trace. Most artists need a lot of love for what they do and a willingness to accept to never see the financial return. And that takes courage. And, she kind of tied it all in because I hadn't, at least I hadn't made the connection with designers.
Right.
Yeah. Because we have a few designers who, you know, everybody wants their stuff all the time, particularly in cross stitch. You know, buy everything regardless. But there's a ton of them out there that maybe not selling as many as we would like to think. So
right. I did that one little tamari class for my mom and my aunts and stuff. We put a ton of prep work into that before we even got to the class part.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just, it's a lot of prep, and yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, I run into that trying to schedule guests.
Mm-hmm.
If some big event is coming up, it's not unusual for a designer to say, hey, I'd love to do it, but I can't now because I'm getting prepared for, say, a national seminar or a regional seminar, or I've got a series of classes coming up, you know, for instance, at Sassy Jack's. I don't have time.
Right.
And, early on, long ago, I used to think, come on, you can't come up with an hour. But then the more that we do these things and experience what they go through, you start to realize, yeah, you've got a room full of threads and cloth and everything else, and it takes a lot of hours to put it together, yeah.
And if you're doing little kits for the class, you're doing it all yourself.
Right, right.
It's not, you get your little kit, you're like, oh, look, it's all cute and packaged. Yeah, who did that?
Right,
the
one
teacher.
Person. Yep.
And maybe her husband and her children.
Yeah.
Or a couple good friends, if they're lucky, or they just did it all themselves.
Yep, yeah.
You know?
So Jessica's comments really tied it in with needlework. It's not all the better roses and flowing cash.
No.
Yeah. And you could line up 100 shop owners, local needlework shop owners, and I'd be surprised if more than one of them or two are getting anywhere near rich off of
it. Oh, yeah.
Not even close, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what they do because they love it and they want to do it. And if it makes a few bucks, then that's fine.
They enjoy the people interaction and, you know.
Right. Yeah. I don't think anybody's making a killing off of it. So,
no.
So check that out. The Sunday Show, Richard and Cindy Lippert. It's just fascinating world of, if nothing else, it will change your perspective on what goes on in TV and movies for regular folks. Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, those folks, and several of them have contributed massive amounts of money to the Actors Guild to help out those who can't pay their bills because they're on strike.
Right.
Yeah, those people aren't generally affected, but it's such a very, very small portion. And the rest of them do it because it's art and they love it. And it's what they do.
And I mean, some actors are really hot for maybe 5 years and then all of a sudden their show's over and that's kind of it, you know?
Yep.
So they have to live off that 5 years for maybe the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How many TV actors have had a good series that run for, like you said, 5 years and then you really don't see them again. Yeah.
Right.
Ouch. Hope you hang on to the money you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was in that, in the recording with Richard and Cindy, I brought it up because I remember when Friends, when that cast there, was it six of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of went on a mini strike, and I think it was at the time that they each wanted $1 million per episode.
Right.
And I remember thinking, wow, that's greedy. You know, that's way over the top. But then with this strike and you see the kind of money that these studios make and how I think it's less than 1% of their profits, if they gave that, if they matched what the actors were looking for, it would be less than 1% of their profits.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's like almost comical, like just give them the money, you know, you need them.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I remember that Friends thing, I thought, wow, can you imagine being in a position you could command $1 million an episode?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how greedy is that? Well, no, because they may never work again. You know, they don't know.
Yeah, and some of them might have been thinking that. They might have been like, you know, remember these people on that show or that show, and that's all they had. So,
right. Right. And then, and they knew the kind of money that show was bringing in, and probably, you mm-hmm. know, and now, I mean, it's on, you can find it 24 hours a day on TV. It's ridiculous. Somebody's making money off all those reruns. And,
Yeah.
So a different world, different way of making a living, and very different from 9 to 5, paycheck 15th and the 30th of the month kind of thing. Yeah,
but I bet there are a lot of, like Jessica said, lots of similarities, because designing and being a needlework teacher and stuff is not a 9 to 5 kind of job. And
right.
So I bet there's lots of similarities.
It's art. It's art. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not not an everyday get a paycheck kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So check that out. We had a lot of fun doing it. Yeah, it's not needlework. I appreciate it. And some people, you know, I just want needlework. Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Just not this week. Sorry.
Be one next week. So it'll be all right. Yeah. So that was that. But do check that out. And then, I wanted to call people's attention to Kim at Sassy Jacks, Kim Young at Sassy Jacks Stitchery, has a bunch of classes coming up. Now, the September soiree, September 15 to 18, that's an online soiree. So that's all you have to do is the Zoom thing, and you can participate. And this is all at sassyjackstitchery.com. So you can still sign up for that. And that's been, she's done that, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years? Anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's been, this is not the first go-around. And very popular, and everybody I've ever talked to have really enjoyed it. So check that out. And then Jackie DePlessis is going to give a series of 4 workshops, October 3 to 8. And these will be, they won't be in the store, but they'll be in the hotel down the road from the Sassy Jack store. But the store will be open by then. Yeah, she's getting ready to open that thing. So October 3 and 4, and you can do any one of these or all 4 of them, you know, whatever you want to do. But it's Hold Dear is an all-day class, then October 5 and 6, or 3 and 4, that 2-day class. October 5 and 6, Love That Red, Thursday all day, and then Friday morning. And then Saturday is Flame Stitch, and that's an all-day thing. And Sunday, the 8th of October, is Morning Glory Work Basket, and that's an all-day thing. So go to sassyjackstitchery.com or go to the Facebook page for Sassy Jacks, and you'll find links. Kim really did a nice post on her Facebook page about all of those, and you can sign up for those things. So a couple big events coming up here in September and October at Sassy Jacks. I just want people to pay, note it and make the trip if you can. Check out the new store. And Jackie DePlessis is always popular, so check it out.
Thanks. Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We asked, well, first let's talk about pony needles. You came up, you showed me these pony needles.
Right.
That you got at Thistle. Now, Thistle is your local needlework store, right?
Yeah, up in Wethersfield, Connecticut, Thistle Needleworks. And some of my cross-stitch, you know, I'd not heard of them. I think I had seen maybe a post or two recently of these needles that I had heard about with different colors for the eye. So I kind of was aware. I was like, oh. And then they were like, oh, have you tried the pony needles? I'm like, what's that? They're like, it's these ones that have different colors for the eye. I'm like, oh, is that what that is? You know? And they're like, yeah. And they really like them and stuff. And
The different colors are designate the needle size. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I bought the 26s. Everybody bought the 28s. Karen's like, yep, the 28s just flying out of here like crazy. So, but they told me, and I haven't tried them yet, but they told me that especially with the 28s, that they felt like they almost found the hole better and didn't pierce the fabric so much.
Hmm.
And that they were just easier. They really liked them. So I need to get a pack of 28s.
They like the tip then, the way that, okay.
And the eyes do look a little bit, I don't know if it's just the color difference, but they look a little bit longer and maybe a bit bigger, maybe a little easier to thread.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Does the finish on the needle itself seem really smooth?
Yeah. Let me open my pack. I know I didn't get a chance. I'm still putting, you know, I had to move my craft room all apart.
Right.
And I am moving some things back upstairs, but not much. And I didn't go through and find a project that I'm doing 26 on. And a lot of the stuff I'm doing 28. I'm like, what am I using a 26 on?
Yeah, so I had two questions for you. Are they, number one, is the finish really smooth? And number two, the color, is that an anodized color or are they just dipped in paint?
I don't know that. I mean,
does it look like it's painted? Because to me, that would put drag.
Yeah, I can. They're very shiny, just like the rest of it. But of course, you can feel a tiny little bumpity bump there at the ridge.
So they
are
painted.
I don't think it's paint.
Some kind of coating.
Yeah, it's a coating, of course.
Hmm. Is it smooth and slippery like the needle, or does it have some
drag
to it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, let me see. I'm pulling it through. I can hear, even with my headphones on, I can hear it go. When it gets to the colored part, it makes a little rubbery sound.
Okay, so there is a little something there. All right.
There is.
Hmm.
Now, whether that would bother me or not, I don't know. I think this... Yeah, this needle's a 26, I think, and it does have a slightly longer eye.
Okay.
And the tip does seem a tiny bit blunter.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting. And you were telling me that they have a black one with white eyes that's hypoallergenic, and that was,
I think these other ones are nickel-plated. I thought maybe they weren't nickel-plated. I don't know. But then I was looking on the website and I saw, they have the black ones, pony black, that are hypoallergenic for people who the nickel plating bothers them.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then they have those ones that have like the little section, the little space on the tip of the needle that's the different color, and that's supposed to measure your needle spaces.
Yeah, that was
stitch
another
lengths.
That was another thing, but that hypoallergenic for a lot of people nickel is, I know for me it is. I have to watch with watch bands what metal is in the watch band because with a little bit of body oil, moisture, sweat, whatever, pretty soon the whatever coating it is will wear off, and then it's bare metal on skin, and it'll start itching, and then it'll get red. And, I'm sensitive to that. And I've never had it with needles. But
I've never had any finish on needles, come off and...
Yeah.
Never.
Because, see, some people, their body acid eats right into needles. They go through needles like water, yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Right.
I don't know about... I mean, I've heard about it, but I don't, have any experience.
Right. But I like the black ones. It's kind of a classy look, a black needle with a white eye. I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the eyes are white on all of them. I don't know if they're color coded too or not. It looks like the color coding is like you have to pick the color coded needles.
Yes.
From looking on their website.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah. It's color coded, or you can buy these black ones that are hypoallergenic in all the different sizes.
Right. Yeah. And you have to get them through either a shop, because they're distributed out of England. They don't have like direct US distributor from what I could see on their website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I looked at the German website, the .de.
Yeah.
It's the German website.
Well, I'll be curious when you stitch with them to see what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell already that it bypasses the fabric, so you definitely hit the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 26s on, I think, 32 count. But I would be really curious to try 28s.
Yeah.
28s are the ones that are always poking through your fabric,
Right, yeah. They're just physically small, yeah.
Right. And a lot of projects I have sitting out here, I'm using 28s, but I need a 28 needle. They didn't have them in stock because they bought them all. So
greedy people.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, gee.
Well, I'll be curious. Yeah. To hear what you have to say about that after you've been able to stitch, you know, for a while, because stitching just, you know, a little bit doesn't really test it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that I've had some needles where I stitch for just like a few stitches. I'm like, nope, next. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So your local needlework store has them. So some do.
Mm-hmm. And they have the beading ones too.
Yeah.
So I know that they have the beading ones and they have the, cross stitch ones.
Mm-hmm. And then now the certain stitch needle, that's a sharp needle.
Right.
And it has some little marking or painting on it or something that's to help you get the stitches even.
Right. I know. I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Especially if you're doing like big stitch quilting,
mm-hmm.
or shashiko. I think they actually have a shashiko needle.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, see, you know, you brought, when you told me about those, I just had to sew a patch on a Cub Scout jersey shirt for our grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And the patch is orange. And the thread I have, a Gutermann thread, the orange thread I had, like a dead match.
Nice.
Well, you know, stitching orange on orange, you know, and then when I saw those needles, because, you know, I had to get the magnifier and the light out because you can't really see.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, boy, that a needle like that would really have helped me make sure these stitches were even.
Yeah.
So that was, it was interesting. A little...
I know. And I saw in their picture how they even were doing a blanket stitch, which is the notorious one for like, not being able to get it even, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. So that was interesting. And, mm-hmm. and then we both commented, it was so funny in our texting, we both commented on the pin cushion they have.
I know.
Wow.
It was cool. Well, it's actually, so I read more. It's a box. It's actually a really sturdy cardboard box that comes with some needles and stuff in it. It's like a little kit.
Oh, okay.
And then the little pin cushion on top has the different, you know, it lists like tapestry needles, chenille, betweens, sharps, and what was the last one? I don't remember. Anyway, and then it has the different sizes.
Right.
And little squares at the, you know, and then you stick your needle, whatever one you're using, in the appropriate little square.
Yep.
So that when you go looking for one again and you have your pin cushion stuck with a bunch of needles, you're like, which one was it?
Yeah, I thought that was really, really creative. Yeah. I mean, it's basically a needle book. In the form of a pin cushion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And if you're doing all kinds of needlework, different kinds, and need different needles for different things, all mm-hmm. right there. Yeah, I thought that was excellent. Yep.
Yeah, lots of my little pin cushions have multiple different things, and I'm like, now which one was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I put it right here so I'd remember. Yeah, you sure you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, so Pony Needles is the one there. So it might be worth checking out if you want. I mean, we all have our favorite needles, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to look at needles.
Yep.
And I mean, they've got knitting and crochet. They've got all kinds of, now I don't know where you'd find that stuff.
Yeah.
Because this is a whole new brand to me. So I don't know if it's newly come to the U.S., if it's been around a while. I don't know those things.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
But it's new to me.
But if your shop could get them, that means there must be a way for shops to get them. So.
Right.
Yep. And just for the record, we encourage everyone all the time to support your local needlework stores. We from time to time, I'm sure we all use Joann's and Michael's and all those things, but. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to this stuff, we support the local needlework store. I know with our Stitch from Stash thing, I've had more than one comment about how are we encouraging people to not spend money at local needlework stores. No, we encourage you to spend money all the time at local needlework stores. Right now, I have four projects all out on racks. That I've been working on lately. So,
nice.
Yeah. No. Support your local needlework store. We need them. And we don't need them just next week. We need them long term. So,
yeah. Sometimes the only, especially lately, the only real cross-stitching I get done is whenever I go to my store for our little get-togethers and our stitch-ins, you know?
Yep.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
We support them. Everybody should support them. Yep. And I know, DMC is, DMC skeins are much cheaper at Joann's, but you don't have that person standing there at the counter ready to help you match up colors at Joann's. They could care less.
Yeah. And then, and like, well, like my store, Thistle carries the DMC also in all of the Pearl 5 and Pearl 8 and all the other Pearl sizes in the entire range of colors that they come in.
Right.
Whereas at Joann, yeah, you can get some Pearl 5 there, but your selection's pretty limited.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
You can go get many, many more colors.
Support the local needlework store. And if you spend a little more on floss today and then 2 months from now you need help with a project, consider the investment you made in floss worth it, because that person will be there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We asked the other day for questions from listeners that we might talk about. Try to answer. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 of them. So
nice.
If you have questions you'd like us to answer, fire them at us. There's multiple ways to get to us. You know, we'll put them on the list. So Donna Hansen, how is your stitching from stash working out? I've been pulling patterns from my stash to stitch, but still like to buy if I see a pattern I really, really like. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Every now and then, like those quilting ABCs by Erica Michaels. I was like, that I have to have.
Yep.
And I'm stitching it. Now I'm behind on it because of the whole house redoing thing. But Thistle, I'm on the list. They order the pattern for me every time it comes out. And they call me up and say, it's here. And I go get it. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So far, Beth and I are clean. We have not spent money outside of the parameters that we set up.
Right. See, because you guys, I didn't set that up for, you know, I didn't join your little thing because I'm already pretty frugal with my spending. I only spend if, like, I am in love and must, and I don't fall in love as often as you guys do. You guys sure do fall in love a lot. Me, I'm a little bit more like, yeah, it's cute and pretty, but I don't have to have it.
Yeah. Willpower is not nearly as strong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we have yet to cave, so that started June, so we've gone a month.
And it is just over a month.
No, 2 months. I'm sorry. We started
all
in June.
All of July. June 1st, 2 months. So, yeah. I was like, it's had to have been more than a month. Yeah.
We made it 2 months.
Wow.
But I don't think one or the other of us is gonna cave here pretty soon. Yeah, it's not, you know, to go a year, can we go a year? No, we're not going to make it. But 2 months, so those people who in the betting pool have us in June or July, sorry.
I seriously thought Beth was going to cave less than a week. I was like, there's no way.
I'm impressed.
She's gonna hold out.
I'm impressed that she has held out, because
I know.
Yeah, I have a little more willpower than her, and she's hung in there. I got to give her credit.
Yep. I know. It's like, wow.
So we'll see. But you know, stash. Yeah, literally, I have 4 products or projects sitting here that I've been working on. And okay, I don't. You know, do I need to buy another one? No. Do I want to? Yeah, there's a couple of charts I'd love to have on my hot little hands on. And I almost bought, you know, that was the other thing. I almost bought one without thinking.
Oh.
Almost forgot.
It's so automatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, no.
Almost. It's on the list.
Gosh.
I put it on the list.
Now, I did go on a little spree where, you know, those Blackbird Designs, the little stockings.
Yes.
I had a few and I loved them. And I was like, before they disappear, I need to get the rest of them. So I ordered from Kim and a couple other needlework places. I can't remember the names.
Wherever you could get them.
Yeah. And I got like, I think I have all but 1 month. No? Do I have all the months? I might have all the months now.
Okay.
Because they had like a monthlies, like January, February, you know, 3 for January. I think February I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the rest of them, but February.
Okay.
Because I know I have January because it has a little happy birthday one. And I'm like, oh, I can put my name in
there. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But I did go, and that was a wee bit of a splurge for me. But it was just like, I have to have them. I have to have them all. Because I have a few. I need them all before they disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I got a little, so I did spend a wee bit of money there. So
that's okay. It's quite all right.
But yeah.
Now, Beth and I'll cave here. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of who goes first. And then the floodgates will open. I know they will. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys are so bad.
I know. It's terrible. It really is. Oh, well.
Yes.
I don't drink heavily, so we'll put that money into it.
Right. There you go. See, I have more than a needlework. I have a book problem.
Oh.
And I'm not talking even needlework books. I'm talking, like, fiction.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You're one of those, huh?
Yes. And I like to own my books.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And, yeah. That's one where I really have to be like, okay, you bought everything. Well, here's the thing. I'll not buy anything for quite a while. And then all of a sudden I'll just get in the mood or whatever. And then I go into the store and everything that I haven't bought, I have to buy all at once. You know? Mm. It's mm-hmm. terrible. I'm terrible.
You see, everybody has one. Everybody yes. has one, don't they?
Mm-hmm. So for me, more it's books.
Yep. So you can't just stand up there on your high horse and talk about willpower. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I have. See, mine's different than yours, though.
Yeah.
So it just isn't talked about on because yours is. You know, we talk about needlework. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I don't do that with needlework, but. Let's not talk about my Barnes & Noble habit I have.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Now we know. See? Now we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a serious book problem.
That's an easy problem to have. It really is.
Yes. Yeah. And I read them. I do read mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how they look and feel and smell and touch. And
yeah. Okay. See? All right. There you go.
Got a thing.
You're entitled. It's okay. It's okay. Marcy,
I don't do purses or shoes.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, you know, especially with women, shoes uh-huh. and purses. Oh man,
yeah,
holy smokes, yeah. Because it's like we watch Wheel of Fortune every week, every night,
mm-hmm.
and what is it? Vanna White has never worn the same dress outfit twice.
Oh really? Wow.
In however many years? Well, 40 some years. She's never worn the same. And all the shoes are her shoes.
No.
Yeah, think about that.
Oh, my gosh. That now, are we counting shoes as part of the outfit?
No, well, what her deal is. She wears her own shoes. That's at least my understanding.
Okay, so she can wear the same shoes more than once, just not the same dress.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she has, but even so. Yeah,
okay.
Even so.
That's a lot of shoes.
It's a lot of shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I often wonder... You know, down this little tangent, like we watch Nora O'Donnell, CBS Evening News, every night.
Okay.
And so I wonder about all of those women. I wonder about all those personalities, but women in particular, if they have a clothing allowance so that they aren't wearing the same five outfits, you know?
But they might have a wardrobe department where they go, the wardrobe department goes and buys the clothes and then they can go and like, you know, pick tops or pick you know, they have those little suit jackets.
Yeah.
And the wardrobe department might procure
that could be.
Items.
Cause I mean, you know, Nora O'Donnell, just for one, I mean, you can tell that she, that's top end clothing she wears tailored to fit her perfectly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've wondered about that. Yeah, just how that all works. Because I didn't. Wardrobe department. Yeah, I don't know.
It might depend on the show or the network and what they have set up.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I know my local people, I think they wear their own clothes because I've seen them wear stuff more than once. But yes. I think they get it all tailored and stuff.
Right. But yeah, the local
key
people.
To your clothes is tailoring it.
Yeah.
You can even like tailor your t-shirts and all that stuff. You have to get a dress form and all that, but you can tailor your store-bought clothes to fit you better, to make them look more expensive and better on you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've done it, but I know you can. I'm thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, local news and talk show celebrities, yeah, you can see them. If you watch regularly and make a note of mm-hmm. it, you'll see the repeats. And guys can get away with right. so much more because a gray suit, a blue suit, a black suit, and,
right.
you know, other than changing ties, it's pretty hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can have, yeah, you collect ties, and that's not that big a deal. But, yeah, I just wondered how that, I often wonder how that works. And you know, for somebody like Norah O'Donnell, how many, you know, what does the wardrobe look like? And, you know, how much money is budgeted for her clothing? Because it's got to right. be, it's got to be top-end clothing all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoes included, yeah. So
right, I know.
Yeah. All right, back to needlework.
Okay.
Well, that was needlework. That's clothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Marcy Brown, techniques you've tried and you don't like and won't do again.
Black work. Don't like black work.
Okay.
I'll do little smidges here or there, but like a doing a big black work piece, that's not going to happen.
Just don't enjoy it.
No. It's too much trying to find the pathway and stuff, scrambles my brain too much. It's stressful.
Oh, okay.
It causes anxiety.
Okay, so it's stressful.
Yeah. Stressful and makes me have anxiety feelings.
Okay.
So I'm like, no.
Well, you knew that right out of the gate, too. You didn't even flinch.
Yeah, because I know.
Yeah. For me, I've never done black work, and I have a couple of books, and someday I want to give it a try. I guess that, and it's not really a technique, but painted canvas needlepoint is one. I can't say I would never do it again because I don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't enjoy it certainly nearly as much as counted canvas.
Right.
It's okay. Would I never do it again? No, I won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't. Yeah, I don't have a technique. Oh, I do too have a technique.
What?
The punch needle.
Oh.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, I tried that punch needle. No, thank you.
Yep. That's right. I remember.
No, thank you. No, I gave that a good try. Mm-mm. No,
yeah,
that's
tried
right.
That a couple different times, I think.
Yeah, I did. I did because I hated it the first time. And I just had a bad attitude. I came back and gave it a really good try the next time. No, I just mm-hmm. don't like it. Yeah.
No, punch
cool stuff.
Not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Admire it, but nope.
I like it. I do it some. It makes my wrist hurt.
Oh.
I just saw there was a post the other day. I don't remember who, but it said there's something called a smart punch, I think. I think it's a new ergonomically designed punch needle. I think it's brand new.
Oh.
Needle punch that's supposed to reduce wrist and hand fatigue, because that's what I get.
Oh.
So it's like, and so that stops me from doing it a lot, because I'm like, it's going to hurt. So,
yeah,
you know,
no, I've not done it enough to get to that point because I didn't like it. Didn't like
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's right. That's one that just occurred to me. So.
Right.
Yeah. The painted canvas. I've not enjoyed it, and you know, I won't rule it out because it very well could be that I've not had one that I was really excited about. So,
right. Is it that you don't like finding the stitch to fill, or is it too constraining, or?
No, I just don't enjoy it. I'd rather I like the geometric, symmetric, whatever of counted canvas when it comes to needlepoint. I just find that
okay.
much more enjoyable, and I love the stitches and.
You like to create the shapes and stuff.
Yeah. So I would rather, you know, so if I'm going to stitch on needlepoint canvas, I just would rather do that than on painting canvas.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah.
just the way it is.
Painted canvas is more about filling it with filler type stitches.
Yeah.
And whether you leave them open to show the color behind or fully cover it. And then you have to make the choice if you want to cover the color behind. If you don't like it, you really have to cover it.
Right. Yeah. And, yeah. There's a lot of creativity to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. I mean,
and people who do it well are amazing.
Right. But have you ever since I don't look at it a lot because I don't do it a lot, do people sometimes put in some of those geometrical shapes into the painted canvas?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Yeah. People do lots of things with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you like, doing the Jessicas and all those big walnettos and complicated things. And
yeah.
And I just, usually when you see painted canvas, you just see people filling in with some interesting stitches, but you don't see those big kinds of stitches on there.
Yeah, in the right setup. A lot of them, the color areas in a lot of them, and at least this is just my opinion, just don't allow for those.
Because they're so small.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're detailed.
And to compensate a Jessica or something is less than pleasant undertaking.
Well, yeah.
But
couldn't imagine.
Yeah. But the real artists with painted canvas who can put visual dimension with the stitches and the colors is, to me, is wow. Thank you.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. I've not done it enough. I was going to say that's not me, but I've not done it enough to know whether I can or not.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So. But that, okay, black work for you. Yep. Punch needle. Yep. There's my one. Yeah. I had to have one somewhere. Yep.
Can't really think if there's really something else that I'm really anti. I just.
You didn't flinch on black work, I'll tell you.
No, I don't. And it's something that you look at that's, you're like, oh, that's cool. And look how easy it would be, right? No, it's not.
Oh, high end skilled black work is stunning work. It's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's really. Yeah.
But boy, it yanks on, makes me have anxiety, and it makes my eyeballs scramble. It's all,
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see. Susan Hennig, get one more of these in. Saw an out-of-print pattern on Congress cloth I've been looking for, but it was folded. Are folds in this cloth an issue, hard to get out, or should you avoid them?
Oh, so that was printed on the Congress cloth, I guess.
Out of print pattern.
What it sounds like.
On Congress cloth, yeah. See,
I don't know.
Well, my rule, and for me, it's pretty hard and fast with Congress cloth, with any needlepoint canvas, 18 or was it 12 or 13? I never stitch on it, so I don't remember. Needlepoint canvas or Congress cloth. My rule is, do not buy canvases folded.
Right.
Particularly with needlepoint canvas. Now, Congress cloth has a little more flex in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as stiff. And I think you can get away with it. But
can you steam it, like on the backside, and get it, steam it, and then lay it flat and maybe put something on it to get that out?
People say you can. There people have techniques for doing that. But see, the stiffness is starch.
Well, yes.
And so the minute you steam it, then you're going to weaken that. And I like
a little bit.
Yeah. I think
but
you can do
painted,
it.
But if it's painted, and you're not going to, if it's a painted one, and you're not going to be yanking on it for doing Jessica's and all that stuff, don't you think maybe it could handle it?
Probably. Yeah. I won't buy it.
Yeah.
I won't, if it's folded. Right. Now, Kairos cloth, I think you can get away with. If you put it on a stretcher bars, Evertights, and stretch it tight, you can probably get away with it. And if you probably put a little heat to it, you can probably get it to relax a bit because there's more mm-hmm. flex in that stuff. But
I wonder if you use like a hairdryer and didn't do any steam, can you like heat it with a hairdryer maybe and then make it flatten out and put something heavy on it? Well, or iron it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ironing might be, I don't know.
I think you can. And people, I've had people say, well, I do this technique and I can get rid of creases, but. Like needlepoint canvas that has been creased over time, to me, it's not worth it.
Right.
Not worth it. No.
I wonder if this is something she found like at a garage sale
yeah,
or at
so.
Like
yeah.
maybe somebody was getting rid of their stash.
Yeah.
Or something, you know.
Right. Yeah, I just don't. And, you know, even if I buy blank canvas, I buy, you know, I buy it the rolled up. It always comes rolled up, but I always make sure it gets stored away so it doesn't get anything heavy smushed. Put on top of it. Yeah, smushed, yeah. Yeah, I, no, well, no.
I'd suggest she look up some ways of maybe... Does Mary Corbett maybe have some suggestions on her website?
Probably.
You know? Doesn't she know everything?
Because she knows everything. No. People have told me techniques. There are techniques that you can do it, but I don't even believe with those that you can fully get
right
the crease out and still have that canvas be stiff.
Mm. Yeah, it depends on how bad the crease is, too. Yeah. Maybe it's not too bad.
Right. Yeah, if it's kind of just like a real severe bend... You can, you know, I think you can do some things with that. But if it's just creased and like, you know, like folded and literally creased, no thanks. No.
Right.
No. So I would avoid it. That'd be my advice is unless you absolutely have to have that pass. But
right.
She's asking about Congress cloth, and I think there is a little more flexibility there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wouldn't. But that's just me. No. Not worth it. Not worth it. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to try a new thing.
Okay.
Okay, I stole this from a cycling podcast.
Ah.
Okay, so this is a literal theft.
Uh-oh.
They call it overrated, underrated.
So like
they'll take different components of bikes or different things and say, is that overrated or underrated?
Right.
Meaning, do people put a lot more stock into it than it's worth, or are people selling it short?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So we're gonna try and make this a regular segment. We'll see how it goes. I don't know.
All right.
But all right. So when I first mentioned this to you, the first thing you came up with was project bags.
Right.
Like you did, yes. Again, you didn't even flinch. You just said project bags. So project bags, overrated or underrated?
I personally, for me, think they're overrated.
Okay.
But, well, I mean, I don't know. I discovered with knitting and stuff, if I have, and I know they have ones now that you can see through, like, you know, if I can't see what's in it, I tend to forget it and don't do it.
Okay.
But I'm also, like I said, frugal, and I like to not spend money if I don't have to. And I just, and also I don't have a lot of space. I feel like they take up a lot of space and I just don't feel for me that they're necessary. And I know people love them and the pretty fabrics, and I'm a quilter. I love pretty fabric, but, yeah, for me, I think they're just, not necessary for me. Overrated for me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go overrated as I sit here and look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 project bags.
Oh, you have some project bags.
I have project bags. But I also have equal number, if not more, of Ziploc plastic bags.
Yeah.
That are doing the same job quite well, thank you very much. But, yeah, I have some, yes.
Now, I do have a couple, and they came as, like, part of a little kit or something that I got, you know?
There.
It came as part of something, so I didn't on purpose order it all on its own. And I know they've got some cool ones out there that are all foldery and got all this cool stuff, but I don't keep my stuff messy like that either. So it's not going to work for me.
Well, and you know, there a couple 3 years ago, everybody was doing project bags. I don't know if they're still the hot item.
But there's still people, yeah, that are definitely making, but there was like a real boom.
Yeah. And see, my reading on that was that it was, you know, I don't have I couldn't care less. I mean, no fault, whatever, you know, do what you want. But my reading was that in that heyday or in that episode of project bags, that people were enjoying starting a project and then having a bag and a scissor fob and a whatever.
all the stuff that matched. Like right. you had to match your bag to your right. thing. It's like making a matching outfit for your project.
Yeah.
And which is fun yeah. and cute, but not necessary for my, it's just, you know, it costs yeah. a lot of money. It's very expensive.
Well, that's, yeah. And that's just it. And so for me, that's the way, that's where I classified that was, that's part of the enjoyment of putting that project together.
Is
like I've got a themed bag, and especially if, you know, I would hope people are doing that not for some little small, you know, house of the month kind of thing, but for longer term projects, you know, to have a
for
theme.
For smallies too.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So that's where I chalk that up to. Yeah,
or a seasonal theme. No, I mean they are super cute. And there's some that I've gone like, oh, it's so cute. But I know from experience that I won't use it. And it'll just be wasted money. And it takes up a lot of room. They're bulky.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have a lot of room.
Yeah.
So, and when I do, like, load up some stuff to go stitch at my friends or at Thistle, I have a few. Now, you know, I go to Barnes & Noble because I have a book problem. So I have some tote bags.
Yeah, see?
So I just put my little Ziploc stuff in my tote bag and I go, and then I can come home, take it out and just put it back in the cabinet or whatever. I really like this, just the plastic bag.
Yeah.
I am just all about the plastic bag. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, yeah, everybody's, you know, and I have one that I have two that I had made for me. One is where mm-hmm. I keep my traveling stuff in.
Right.
And I have found that.
Have you seen the new thing?
No.
The new thing, which is super cute, and I've contemplated doing this, but I like the idea. I probably just won't ever do it. But if I were to do something, this is what I would do. People are buying the little jewelry cases or little travel makeup cases, like at Target or wherever. And they're taking out some of the stuff and making little tiny, like they'll make a little pin cushion and stick it in there. They'll stitch it or whatever. And they're decorating it up and make it in a little travel case, a little travel sewing case.
Oh.
It's like the new thing. It's super cute.
Hmm. Okay.
And now that is something that I would see. That's more, to me, that's more useful because it's an item that can cover all the projects.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's your little travel case. That's okay. The new hot thing to do.
All right. Well. Clearly, I'm out of touch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, you don't watch enough Floss Tube.
Not the first time.
Your real job, you know.
Not the first time I've been out of touch. Nope. So.
Yeah, no, that's the new thing. A bunch of my stitching ladies, they bring in, oh, look at my little cute thing I made. And you look and they have their little tilt-tello that they, you know, did over one stitching on 32 count or 28 count. Made a little thing and found this cute card and they cut it out and they stuck it up or whatever. Yeah, it's super cute.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like a whole thing.
All right, I'm going to have to explore this now. I won't make one.
I know. It's something like, oh, that's cute. But I like the idea. I probably won't ever make one, but it's a cute idea.
Yeah.
And that's almost project baggy.
Almost project baggy. Okay.
Yeah. It's sewing. It's a sewing kit, but mostly it's you make it yourself. Now, I don't know if they have ones that people have made that they're out there to buy. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a DIY.
Okay.
Thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to explore just to be informed, but I won't make one. No, I know I won't.
Yeah.
No.
So not happening. That's a new thing.
All right. So, oh my, we're going to run out of time. All right. Here's one. All right, overrated, underrated cotton floss.
I love cotton floss. What? I think you should see. I think it's totally the awesomest. Why would you not want cotton floss?
See, I think it's underrated.
Switch that to silk floss.
I think it's underrated.
Yeah, that would be underrated, right?
Yeah, by a long shot.
Because it's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I am. It will always be of the mind that we don't give cotton floss, you know, basic DMC, you know, over dyes aside, we don't give it near the credit
it's it gorgeous.
Yep.
It's shiny if you handle it well and you don't.
Yep.
rub it to death.
Versatile. Yeah. Color range. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of it.
Yep. I'm using cotton floss on my latest tamari.
Mm-hmm.
Single strand.
Yep. No, I yeah, completely underrated, and I, you know, I'll line up for silk floss all day long, but how many times have we seen a comparison of the same needlework project, one done with DMC and the other with silk, and who that DMC holds its own every time, almost looks better sometimes.
And then you people are almost like, but it's DMC, but look how good. It's like, what do you mean, but it's DMC?
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like it's lesser or something, you know, it's like, well, no.
Isn't that beautiful. It? It's like, it's, uh-huh. Oh, that's, you know,
it's like the whole Aida thing. Like Aida is somehow lesser.
Right.
It's like, no,
no, no. And you get that. You get that at a lot. DMC. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like beginner stuff or that's just run of the mill stuff. No, no, it is the reason it's been around and there are so many colors and so many people. Well, so it's just good. And mm-hmm. How many designers have come out with a design with over-dyed flosses and everything else and didn't do a DMC conversion? And the first comment every time will be, is there a DMC conversion?
Right.
Yeah. No.
Where's my DMC?
Right. Because it works. It's affordable. Mm-hmm. It's durable. It's washable.
Yep.
And it's beautiful.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. And then Krista West at Avlia, she mm-hmm. showed a thing on Instagram the other day where she'd had some metal worker.
Ah, yeah, I saw that.
You saw that.
Yeah, and the skein winder that they made for her.
Right. Because she doesn't include full skeins in her kits, but she gives you more than enough thread. But the key difference, and we've talked about this before, is it comes off of cones.
Mm-hmm.
And the DMC off of cones has more shine and is really almost a completely different thread than what you get off of skeins. So when you get that thread in her kits, unless somebody told you it was DMC, you would think it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It is shiny.
And it is true.
It's because it's been roughed up less. Like it's gone through the machines less.
Yeah.
And so you know how Kim was making fun of me because whenever people hold up their floss and pet it and like they're untangling their hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? You're ruining your floss. That's not what you do, you know?
Yep.
And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. Well, you know, look at the shine on your floss. You're killing it.
Yep.
And I know I'm going to get, you know, everybody, oh, you're just a floss hater, whatever. Look at this. Look at this, how shiny this stuff is.
Well, I can't see it, but I believe you.
I know. I'm looking. I went to my cabinet and opened up my project to look at it.
No, if you get an Avlia kit, an Avlia kit and pull that thread out, it is a different, much better caliber of thread, of floss. And mm-hmm. then you say, all right, that's DMC. No, it's not. Yes, it is DMC. Get a skein of DMC and lay it next to it and see the difference. And there is a distinct difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So petting your floss and combing it like it's your hair, it's not a good thing.
Don't
people.
Do it.
Sorry to burst your bubble. It may look cute on floss tube, but it's not nice.
Yep. There we go. So yeah. Yeah. So cotton floss, highly
in
underrated.
My opinion.
Yep. Highly underrated. Use it. Use it a lot. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, I use it a ton. Now I have bought some silk and I do like it and stuff, but again, I just don't want to go to the expense. Whenever DMC looks so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I need to go to that expense?
Well, and
who do I have in my life that's going to inherit my stuff? Nobody. I don't have children.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
Yeah, and that mentality about DMC. No, it's been around forever and is used by everyone for a reason. It's because it mm-hmm. it does the job and then some. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. But buy it at your local needlework store.
Yes. Didn't Kim, was it Kim that said that the DMC that she gets is even better than the DMC that Joanne stalks? Or who said that?
Somebody did.
I remember that.
Yeah, I believe them.
I don't remember if it was Krista or if maybe Kim was like, yeah. Maybe it was Kathy Ray.
Don't know. But somebody did say that to us on a show. Know.
I remember that. Yeah.
I believe them. Yeah. I'm a firm believer in supporting the local needlework store, but also I would rather buy floss, and I've said this before and people have, you know, snickered at me, but whatever. I would rather buy floss that from a local needlework store than floss from Joanne's that's been pawed by every kid that walked by.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, when you're at Joanne, you have to put the floss back together before you can find the right colors.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Pass. Worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I should start looking at doing that since I go up there more. For a while, I just didn't get up there. So, you know.
Yeah.
But now I'm going up there regularly.
Firm believer. Yep.
But I have so much of it, I don't really need to buy it much.
Yeah, I don't need to buy. I don't need to buy DMC floss until I have a new project and there's always one color. Always. Uh-huh. One color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Margo will go, Margo, I got to go get a skein of floss. All the floss you have and you need another color? Yeah. Yeah, just leave me alone. Yep. Leave me alone. It's the way it is.
That's right.
All right. That's going to be it.
All righty.
Overrated, underrated. If you have things you want us to put on the list here. Send them in. Sunday, Jacqueline Fox, Waxing Moon Designs. Fun conversation. Really great designs. All small stuff. Almost all small stuff. So for all you people who like series and small things that you can make into ornaments and things, Jackie Fox, Waxing Moon Designs is somebody you need to get to know.
Yay.
That's it. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks. Bye.